KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with actress Judy Greer. From comedic roles in Arrested Development and Two and a Half Men to dozens of films, Judy is just about everywhere. But today, we're going to talk about some songs that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Judy, thank you so much for coming by.
I'm dying that I'm here. I'm so happy.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
First song is called Isabel by a band called Unrest. I listened to it every single morning when I woke up and got ready for school. At the time, I just thought it was the best way to start my day. Like, you can kind of hear the rhythm of it, and it's kind of mellow, but it moves. It's not really like in your face happy, but it's not sad and melancholy. So it kind of, for me, would like set the mood for my day. It kind of gave me like a nice baseline. I guess, you know, I didn't really realize it was happening, but it was the last time when anyone would ever make sure I woke up when my alarm went off, that anyone was going to be buying groceries that I was eating, specifically my mom, my dad. And, you know, I had my own bedroom and I had my own car and I had my own stereo and my own record collection, and they let me paint the walls whatever color I wanted. But I was still living at home and I was still a kid. And that was the end of that. After my senior year, I graduated and moved to Chicago. But this song that I listen to every day, it got me ready for my day, but it also got me ready for my life. All alone, life's beginning. Admiration is still swelling.
That was Unrest with the song Isabel, as selected by our guest, Judy Greer. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track is called Kid by The Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde is probably my favorite female vocalist of all time. If I could sing, which I can't sing, I mean, everyone can sing, but I can't sing well, I would want my voice to sound like hers. She just has this really specific quality to it. I don't know how to describe it, but it just sounds so clear and resonant and supported. That sounds like theater school talk, but you know what I mean. What I'm about, I won't deny it. But you forget. You don't understand. You've turned your head.
Somebody that works in the entertainment industry, do you feel like you need models like Chrissy Hynde for you?
I think that it helps sometimes to like pop your collar, and if it takes like thinking like, you know what, today I'm gonna be like her today. Like, I'm gonna listen to The Pretenders my whole drive to my audition, and I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna nail it. Angry tears are too
dear. You won't let them. That was Kid from The Pretenders, as selected by our guest, Judy Greer. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Next I have chosen I Am One by Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know if it's my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song, but I chose it because it's the first song on Gish, which is their first record that they ever made. So if you never heard the Smashing Pumpkins before, like I had not, and you bought the CD at a record store, and you put it on, and you push play, this was the first thing you ever heard of this band. And probably it would blow your mind. One of the most amazing live performances I've ever seen was when I saw them on their first tour, and they were playing in tiny little places. They came to this place in Detroit called St. Andrews Hall. I think I had to use a fake ID to get in. When they were starting to like get their instruments ready to start playing, I made my way to the front and immediately had to get rescued because the mosh pit started like right away, and I was probably 30 pounds lighter at the time and I thought I was gonna get killed. They rocked out.
That was I Am One from the Smashing Pumpkins, as selected by our guest, Judy Greer. So what's the next track you got for us?
Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels by Arcade Fire. Similar to I Am One, Neighborhood Number One was the first song on their first album as a band. And the reason that this is a personal song to me is because my husband and I, before we were married, we still do, but we have a long commute and we try to take it together when we can. And he one day wanted to play me this song, and he turned it up really loud in the car and kind of was yelling to me the lyrics of the song to make sure that I heard what it was and what they meant. And I'd heard the song before with him, but I hadn't really listened. I hadn't listened to it loudly when it was the only thing I could hear. And to hear him telling me what the song was saying and what it meant, it was so beautiful. A theme in our relationship was always about like how we felt like we feel like kids when we're together, and we feel like we're like in our late teens when we're hanging out, and how special that is. And this song really speaks to that idea. Someone once told me that when a man plays you a song, that you should always listen to the lyrics, because it's harder for men to communicate their feelings and emotions in words. They have an easier time playing you a song. And while I would say that, like, most of my girlfriends, generally speaking, we respond to music based on tone, emotion, the energy of the music, the sound of the singer, I feel like men really respond to lyrics in music, and they really respond to what a song is saying. And that's maybe how they can relate to a situation in their life or a person or a feeling they don't know how to put to words. And so I feel like it's important when guys play songs for you and when guys play you mixtapes, like, you gotta listen to the lyrics and and see what they're trying to tell you.
I believe I can attest to your theory being correct in
right
the mixtape thing, yeah. Well, here's Arcade Fire with Neighborhood Number One in parentheses, Tunnels. That was the Arcade Fire with Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels, as selected by our guest, Judy Greer. What's the last track you got for us?
A song called Oh Me Oh My by Aretha Franklin. It's I guess technically Oh Me Oh My, I'm Such a Fool for You Baby, and it's a cover that she did.
To make you laugh, I would be the fool for you.
When Aretha sang it, it builds at the end of this song to this amazing crescendo, and there's so much love and passion that it feels when you hear it, like she must have written this song for someone, you know? And that's what makes such a great performer, like so much passion when they sing, when they are communicating the feelings in the lyrics of the songs. And I love it now because it's such a great love song, and She never actually says that she loves the person that she's singing to in the lyrics of this song. She never says anything like, I love you, or anything like that. She says, I'm a fool for you. And as I grew up and I fell in love, I started thinking about how love is like a mess. And you do stupid things when you're in love with someone, and you make a fool of yourself, and you kind of just have to be okay with that. And hopefully, the hope is that you find someone who is willing to make a fool of their self for you as well, so you guys are both fools together. But when she talks in this song about all the dumb things that she would do for this guy, it blows my mind.
Well, here it is, a classic from Aretha Franklin, Oh Me Oh My, in parentheses, I'm a Fool for You, Baby. That was Aretha Franklin with the track Oh Me Oh My, I'm a Fool for You Baby, as selected by our guest, Judy Greer. Judy, I want to thank you so much for coming down and sharing your picks with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It went by so fast, at least for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.